The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
I'm on with Nagger, and we'll be meeting some of the stars of BBC series W1A. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye and good morning. It will be a good morning once I've had my first wine, lovey. The first colour of choice this bright new morning is... Ip, dip, my blue ship, sail on the water like a cup of... Oh, stuff this. I'll take the white. And we'll just take a little pause here, shall we, to give eternal thanks for screw tops. Right then. That glug, glug. Lovely. Oh, music to my ears. If I ever get another cat, I shall call it glug, glug. Glug, glug as it comes out, and then... Oh, glug, glug as it goes down. Nice, that. Gives up a good vintage, that discount basket down at Booze Bonanza. We're off to a good start. Hey, I wonder, is this part of your five a day? After all, squashed up grapes, isn't it? Blimey, if you look at it that way, I'm getting about 25 a day. I'm going to live forever. That's a sobering thought. Right, what's next on the agenda? Oh, nothing. Might get me a fresh glass soon. Been using this one since last night. Oh, who the hell is that? Right, Lorna, don't panic, love. Remember your discovery. After three knocks, most callers will bug off. Three's up. Bottoms up. Poker. Oh.
Good morning. How are you today?
Sorry, are you selling something?
In a way, yes. In a way, no. I'd rather put it as, well, offering you an opportunity. Now, would that be of interest to you?
Well, I...
Please let me introduce myself. I'm Lee.
Right.
And if you don't mind me asking, you are...
Lorna.
Please don't think me forward. I wouldn't presume normally, but the thing is, it's absolutely brass monkeys out here, Lorna, love. May it be possible for me to come in? Only for a minute or two, if...
I'm sorry,
It really will be to your advantage, Lorna. May I?
Well...
Oh, let me get this door closed. Whoa, it's a cold one today, isn't it?
Isn't every day.
Sorry?
Oh, nothing. Just, I haven't really got much time.
Lorna, neither have I, so don't worry. Best to be busy, though, isn't it, Lorna?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Appointments, as you may or may not know, are generally booked by carefully clipping out and filling in our application forms from the many distributed leaflets that are mailed out to selected homes or included as slip-ins.
Sorry?
Inserts.
What?
Those things that slide out onto the floor when you open a magazine.
Oh, yes.
Other portals of contact are, of course, the telephone with a 24-hour 0800 number or via our state-of-the-art interactive website. Have you been privy at all to any of the aforementioned?
No, never.
We have found out that this is, unfortunately, all too often the case. And that is why we recently instigated our new random visit method of contact.
Right.
In short, Lorna, I will be in this area only today. And then, unfortunately, never again. That, I'm afraid, is the company policy. It genuinely is a one-off occasion and only for today. So... Before I dash, I really do want to make you aware of this innovative and ultimately life-changing opportunity. Could we enter the living area?
Oh.
Oh, please don't sit yet.
What?
No, don't sit on the sofa yet, if you wouldn't mind, Lorna. Well, there it is.
What's going on?
Just weighing it up, Lorna. The sofa. Yes, Just a sofa, then. No suite. By the way, do you call it a couch or a sofa or a settee?
Sofa.
My preference too, Lorna. I find about 80% are sofas these days. 20% settee, and then you do still get a few couches at the older end, mainly. No armchairs, then?
What? No armchairs.
Just wondering if there was one in another room. Hey, I had a bloke once who had his armchair in the kitchen in front of the oven. He used to sit and watch things cook. Another couple had two armchairs and a matching poof in the bathroom. I didn't ask why. Each to their own, eh?
Oh, yes.
If you don't mind me saying, can I be straight with you, Lorna? It's no doubt been a beauty in its time, but let's face it, it's old now, isn't it, Lorna? It's past its prime. Would you agree?
Yeah. I suppose.
What would you say if I told you that I could change that? What would you say if I told you straight that I could bring your sofa back and bang up to the minute in no time at all? What would you say, Lorna? Is that something that you'd like? Give it a new lease of life?
I don't know.
Wondering how I'd do it?
Well...
You're probably thinking reupholstering. Oh, God forbid I'm going to wheel in a cleaner machine or some such, aren't you?
I don't know.
Well, it's none of that. No way, no. Bringing something like this back to life, let me tell you, it's nothing to us at Rigby's Stretch Covers. We can transform any knackered old thing... Sorry, tired old thing, almost instantly, instantaneously. Can we sit now? May I? Please. Join me. Now then, permit me to share with you my sample book. Lorna. What we offer you is the chance to have a new suite, a one-piece in your instance, without the inconvenience or expense of buying a new one. And let's face it, in these hard-pressed times, that's most helpful, isn't it? Isn't it? Wouldn't you agree?
I suppose so, yeah.
Well, would it be something you might be interested in? I don't think about it yet. Let me show you something of what we do. It's not only stretchability we're renowned for, nor the lightweight gossamer quality of our material, nor the amazing range of bang up-to-the-minute designs, no. It's the one-fits-all accessibility that's our unique selling point. Just feel that sample. Well, that's it. Take it. Don't take it. Take it, yeah. Go on. Get to grips. Go on. Go on. Give it a little stretch. Go on. It's unbreakable. Fire-resistant. Stain-proof. That's it. Go on. Give it a good stretching, Lorna. Every which way you damn well choose. I'm sorry, but ever since I came in, I'm sure I know you.
I don't think so.
No, it's just you've got...
No, you're mistaken.
Oh, probably, yeah. Anyway, now, Lorna, in terms of your furniture, can I ask, what is most important to you? The look of the thing, nice colours, etc. The feel of it, comfort, texture and the like. Or is it what it says to you? Or what others say to you about it? Could I just get those in order? Better to understand your needs.
I'm not sure. Would you like a drink?
OK, yeah, that'd be nice. Just a plain glass of water, if you please.
OK.
Lorna White... That's it. Come on, Google. Quick sticks. L-O-R. Lorna White. Yes!
Here you go.
Lorna White.
What?
Here, I found your picture on my phone. I knew it was you. Look.
No, I don't want to see it, thank you.
What are you doing here? Oh, I can't believe... It is you, isn't it? Lorna White?
I suppose so.
My God, that's amazing.
No, it's not.
Well, my mum, she was a massive fan of yours. She played your tapes all the time. It was all we had on in the car on the way to school and back. Lorna White. It's brilliant.
I'm sorry, but I've just remembered. I'm busy now. You have to go.
Oh,
can you go now?
Okay. Look, I'm sorry for the selling and that lot. This is me now, the real me. Sorry. Sorry, I feel bad using all the sales crap they teach us. Did you notice?
What?
The sales bollocks. It's only my second day on the job proper. It's probably a bit obvious, like. No?
I don't know what you're on about.
Well, first, you get the name. I did that one. And then use it at every juncture from then on. You may have noticed. You may not. I hope not, Lorna. Oh, still at it, ingrained, you see, at the seminar.
Eh?
The seminar they sent us on, Lorna. The seminar for this job. No breaks, just two to pee. Intensive. 6 hours. Come out of there, a soldier of sales and all that.
You have to go.
I am. Don't worry. Please, Amofsky. Yeah, sorry. Number two didn't work then.
What?
Rapport. Try and match and pace the client. Voice, breathing, posture. Well, that was when I come in trying to sit like you, mirror you and all that. Did you notice?
No.
Oh, you were hard.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Why? Well, I don't know.
You do. Hard to match and mirror someone who's had a drink, unless you've had a drink. Go on. Anything else I've had done to me whilst you were at it?
I tried to find your representational system.
No chance. I've had a hysterectomy. Joke. Oh, the laugh of a salesman. Where have I heard that before?
No, I meant that. That's my laugh. One other thing they showed us, and I found it fascinating, this, is everybody's either a seer, a hearer, or a feeler. Them's my words. What did they call it? Oh, yeah, visual, auditory and kinesthetic. And that will form the basis of their buying strategy. Or so they tell me. I mean, that was all that how do you see it or feel it crap. You remember? Sorry, it's a bit cleansing telling you all this, feeling a bit dirty, like... I don't know why. Like conning a mate once you start exposing it. Anyway, I'm sorry, whether you noticed or not.
Hang on, are you doing one on me now?
Eh?
Well, how comes I've not kicked you out?
No, honest.
I'll take your word for it. Anyway.
Yeah, right. I'll be off then.
Please stop it.
Sorry?
Looking at me like that.
Sorry. It's just Lorna White.
If you'd just go now, please. OK? Thanks.
Can I just say one thing?
What?
This is not what I want to do. It's not what I want to do at all. I've got much bigger plans than this. I want to make something of myself.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just wanted you to know there's more to me. I'm not just some crummy saleswoman. You know, I skirted show business myself once. Yeah, I had a lucky likey agency.
Sorry?
Probably the youngest man in the country to have his own looky-likey agency. I had a mechanic who looked like Sammy Davis Jr., a girl who looked like one of the local news presenters, and a fat Madonna and a thin Madonna. But he didn't get off the ground round here. Not much call. And then I can see I'm outstaying my welcome. Big time. Listen, I won't take up any more of your time, Lorna. Lorna White. God, I still can't believe it. Look, what I want to do here is to let you try one of our covers. Live with it. Oh, I'm off again, sales speak. Sorry.
Stop it.
What?
Saying sorry.
Sorry. Oh.
Listen, if it means anything, your bully's nothing. Nothing. It's as if you're reading from the Bible compared to some of the stuff I've been fed in my life.
I bet.
So, goodbye.
Lee. Look, just have one to try. Let me put this cover in your hands. And I'll call back in a few days. Supposed to have at least signed you up for this, but we'll skip all that. Hey, and if you do like it, I'll give you a big discount. We're not supposed to let that out of the bag either. Lorna, blinking white, eh?
Don't replace, just rejuvenate the worn and tired with a Rigby's all-purpose settee stretch cover. New life for old. Can I make it? Yes. No. Oh, finish, damn you. Oh, thank Christ for that. Now then, crack that screw top, girl. Well twisted, Lorne. Careful now. Oh, pop the... There's two. There's three. Fingers, toes, legs crossed. No such ruddy luck. Coming! Oh, it's you.
Any chance I could...
I suppose so.
The new cover is on. Oh, look at that then. Hey, see how they work? Transformed it. And in the same way, if you don't mind me saying, the room. I bet you yourself feel a bit better, brighter maybe. Have you noticed? Oh, OK, I know. Cut the sales crap. What do you think?
I like the old one.
Oh, OK, OK. Listen, I'm too excited to worry about a sale. So I must say I could do with one, but I'm too excited. I've had an idea.
Dangerous.
What? Oh, yeah. No, it's not the covers. It's nothing to do with the covers.
Look, let me stop you there. Contrary to my salubrious surroundings, I'm broke. I can't invest in anything.
No, it's not like that. This, well, it will benefit us both, I don't mind saying.
I'm out.
Eh?
Dragon's Den. I'm out. Sorry. Go on.
You're in a funny mood this morning.
Tequila first thing on my cornflakes. Always does that to me. Joking. Not.
Well, it just struck me yesterday. Well, you know what they say, seize an opportunity, act now. It's what I've been looking for so long, and I know I can do this. Relaunch your career.
Stop.
Look, I've rung around a few places. You'd be surprised at the interest. I believe I can manage you, build you back up to the top. It's the opportunity I've been looking for, and it's a second chance for you.
Stop there. I don't want no second chance.
Eh?
How dare you ring people on my behalf? You can't just stretch a new cover over me like a settee.
No, I'm just...
I've had plenty of experience of men like you.
No, don't get me wrong.
Men, in fact, who could eat you alive and spit out the pips. Men and their plans...
Listen.
No, you listen.
Shush!
For once. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I am. Maybe it's because you're young. Maybe because you seem like a puppy dog who's not going to go away unless I smack you on your stupid snout. I don't know. But what better deterrent than the truth? No X Factor hype, no celeb magazine shite. Eh? Maybe that's what they should teach you at sales school. What a concept. Tell the truth at all times. Shush! Let me tell you about my life. The part you didn't see from the seat-belted seat next to Mummy. In the music business, you must know, glamour covers the truth of it. It's like glittering confetti has been sprinkled over dog crap. Clear enough for you?
I was only...
Shall we pluck the confetti off together? I loved singing. Right from being little... Just the wish to sing. That's all I had. Sang solo in the choir. People listening to me, giving me attention. It's the only place I got any. It was quiet at home. Both parents in their own worlds. I wasn't in either. At big school in the 70s, Mr. Clooney, my music teacher, encouraged me. Thank God. He saved me from glam rock. Emergency drip-fed me Aretha Franklin. Joni Mitchell... Janis Joplin, Nina Simone. I couldn't get enough of them. I wanted to express myself like that. I wanted to soar where they soared. Ever sing?
No.
When you're doing it for love and not for money, that's very important. I shall repeat that. When you're doing it for love and not for money, there are places you get to. Somewhere else. Beats anything you can mention. Sex, food, drugs... Drink. Sometimes you wonder if it's where Jesus was. Buddha? Certainly where our Lord Elvis lodged. Certainly once you've visited there, you recognise it in others. I could see his eyes sometimes and I knew. Elvis, you old son of a gun. You old bugger. You're right there, aren't you? Bloated and sick, but he could still sup there when he wanted. Sweet rush of the universe. And an opening that keeps opening. The more you try and fill it with the sound, the vaster it gets. Wide open skies of it. A feeling that's... It's beyond words. Where's my drink? Oh, never mind. Where was I?
Beyond words?
Before that.
Music teacher?
Oh, yes. I owe that guy a lot. Or on second thought, shall I hunt him down and rip his throat and eyes out? Certainly I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for him. Take that as you will. He put me and some of his other star pupils together and we formed a band. They were mainly ne'er-do-wells, truants and that he trained up. You know, instinctive players who didn't give a shit. We was called the band. Band spelt as in not allowed, you know. When we played, we did it for us. Almost backs to the audience. That's when we'd let an audience in. Some record executive saw us, God knows how. He must have been hiding in a crack in the wall like a lizard. Wouldn't be the only trait they shared with the reptilian family. Anyways, I was picked out. Plucked out. Prized out. They dropped the band, cleaned them off me, like brushing off the muck from a find in the ground. I was theirs now. But I didn't care. At least I could sing all day. If you could call it that.
Why?
They boarded up that space I told you about, good and proper. I became a performing marionette.
You were a massive success, though.
Was I? What could you see beside the grinning face on the CD cover? The lies in the magazine.
Was it all bad?
No, some good times flashed by. I can't hardly decipher them now. 5 men wanted to marry me, I know that much. A couple of hundred wanted to sleep with me. In the end, I married Mickey, my manager. 30 years older than me. I only saw him at meetings. I had 3 abortions. The births would have coincided with the tour date, see. A womb ripped to shreds. Must be like a wrinkled, flesh-coloured mop end up there, inside me. Loose ends everywhere. Too many knives and cocks that didn't care. Mum died. Not allowed to go to the funeral. We were cracking America at the time. All that cracked was me.
Couldn't you do anything?
Contracts were tighter than catgut in them days, and nobody helped you. You was trussed up for the jackals. Want one?
No.
Wise. I'm trying not to have one till BBC breakfast finishes these days. Not often I make it. Where was I? Oh, yes. Well, without good material, fame waned. Mickey left. 2 more husbands came and went. Then no more. I drank. Performances suffered. You get the picture. And it wasn't a pretty one, I can tell you. Record company dropped me.
Surely you were rolling in it by then, though.
No, not when it was all tottered up. They took most of it. And then my husbands, like 3 fat roosters, pecked up the rest.
Nothing left from all that work?
Oh, there was plenty. Just didn't go to me. The London flat went in the end. Only thing I cared about. I loved that place. Cosy as a cat in there I was. Always thought it was mine, but it seemed it was the record company's all along. I wondered what else they owned. I thought I'd better get out of town before they came for my shoes and socks. Homeless, I just drove away in my car. Just drove it till it finally gave up at the service station. I moved into the service station motel and lived there for 2 months. Imagine, every day in a service station. Lorry drivers and day trippers as your only fleeting friends. All day breakfast, all day. Read the paper straight off the stand as I passed. Sweets and chop bars on tap. Watching people come and go. Never the same face twice. I had my own cubicle in the ladies. My favourite hand dryer. Automatic doors everywhere. I got so used to that. Back at the motel, I'd sometimes bang my head on the bathroom door in the middle of the night, expecting it to open as I approached. Ouch! Could sit in the dining area with a constantly changing cuisine. Pizza one day, Burger King the next, Subway the next. A nice little Twix dessert. In the warm weather, out on the benches with the bird muck and the fat families and overstuffed bins. And there was the day-long piped-in music, a sound I felt at home with. Vacuous, empty, as devoid of soul, sustenance, goodness as the food I stuffed down. It was the perfect world for me to enter after the one I'd left, a sort of halfway house before re-entering the real world. A twilight zone with the forever fragrance of overfried food. The constant tune of the postman pat ride. My only contact with what was going on in the outside world was red top headlines and magazine covers. I'd probably still be there, disengaged for all time, if the motel manager hadn't slung me out for not paying the bill. Ended up here, shunted into the next town along, in a council flat with a cockroach. The cockroach left. You understand? I'm sure. I don't sing no more.
I don't know what to say.
What can you say?
I could say, you can't always control the wind, but you can control your sails. Failure is success if we learn from it. Chase your passion, not your pension. Never, never, never give up. A goal is a dream with a deadline. If you can't, you won't. If you must, you can. Aim for the moon. If you miss, you made it a star.
I've got one. Quit while you're ahead. Or while you've got ahead. Oh, and then there's another one. Life's a bitch and then you die. Unless you believe in reincarnation. And then it's life's a bitch and then you die. Then life's a bitch again and then you die. Bitch and then die, bitch and then die, bitch and then die. Stop now.
Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe it can achieve.
Oh, stop now. I said stop. Where'd you get all this bumf? The two-piece sales seminar?
No, me dad. He fed me this stuff near enough from birth. Others were on formula. I was on the power of positive thinking and think and grow rich. Instead of just reading Postman Pat to me at bedtime, he had me telling him how we could improve his productivity and Mrs. Goggins' business. When I was at nursery school, the teacher was asking the kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? Tram driver, miss. Policeman, miss. I said, millionaire, miss.
And are you still saying that?
I am.
Why don't you leave me alone now?
Because I wouldn't be able to live with myself unless I gave it one more go. You know Colonel Sanders?
Not personally, no. Though his scran's a tour bus staple. I've bit into many a greasy bird of his. And I don't mean a KFC waitress.
Yeah, well, you know, when he took his recipe out on the road to try and sell it, he got 1,000 no's before someone finally took a chance on him.
What a persistent old git. I bet the chickens of the world ain't cheering, though. Just go.
I can't give it up.
You have to.
Look, I can do this and take you out of here.
You haven't listened to a word I've said, have you?
Look, I've got a friend, even now, working on a new song for you.
You've what?
Will you come down and meet him?
No, I will not.
Ah, come on. Come down and meet him in his garage.
Garage?
Yes.
Is that slang for studio these days?
No, it really is a garage.
Why did I ask?
He has a self-made studio in the state-of-the-art, stocked it up off eBay. Oh, you want to see it?
Look, I'm not interested. What is it with you? Do I have to break this bottle over your head?
It was Dad again. When I couldn't reach something, he wouldn't give it to me. He kept making me try and try and try and never give up until I got it.
What was your dad? A high-powered businessman?
He was a network marketer for Nurture Drink.
What?
It was a vitamin and herbal drink. Things that drink couldn't cure, you'd never believe.
You're not trying to sell me that now, are you?
No.
Saying that, a liquid diet might be one I could stick with.
It were gunk. I had to have it for breakfast. Made me throw up more than once on the drive to school.
Sure it wasn't my music on Mum's player?
No.
So, it made him rich?
No, it made him next to nothing. But it was his own business, and that was what was important to him. When I was a kid, he worked in a cash and carry, round the corner from us. It was so close, he used to bring stuff home in a trolley. Oh, enormous stuff. Massive packs of bog roll and washing powder. And I thought he went up a beanstalk every morning and worked for the giant.
Fee, fi, fo, fum.
What?
Well, nothing. Carry on.
Mum was an usherette. Well, great as a kid. Free tickets to the pictures from one and mega packs of Mars bars from the other. We seemed happy. Except he wanted more. She went mad when he gave his job up. You should have seen her. And she was right. We did nothing but struggle after that. But he wanted to be a success. He chased success all his life. Chased his tail most of the time. I gave him an heart attack. Died in his 40s.
Nurture Drink didn't do much for him then.
No.
Sorry. I didn't mean that. Look, please go.
All he left me was his success books and his tapes.
Doesn't that tell you something?
Hey? Hey, I started my first business at 17.
What are you waiting for? I'm not going to say good on you.
I ran it in secret off the school computer, selling get-rich schemes by the internet.
All right, enough of the Del Boy Chronicles.
You saying I'm a failure? Hey, I'm still young yet.
You're losing your hair.
I'm not. It's just the light.
Look, thanks anyway, but I don't want what you want. I had it once, remember?
This time it'll be different.
That's what they all said. Come on, op it.
Right, OK.
And take your cover with you.
No, look, here. Let me give you this other one to try.
Oh.
And I'll be back to see what you think.
Ha ha ha. Oh. Hold your horses. Oh. Hold it. Oh. Try again, Lorne, my old love. Nope. Little old Lorne stuck. Maybe it's a man with a winch. Oh. Now, before you attempt to rise again, that knock-knock-knocking is definitely not in your head, Lorna. No, definitely not. Come in!
It's only me.
Oh, how did I know?
Lorna.
Good morning to you. You seem to arrive earlier and earlier.
I've been up all night.
Ooh.
Rushed here.
Why?
I couldn't wait.
What?
Lorna, I've something to tell you.
You've not asked about the cover.
Sorry, oh, what?
I like this one.
All right, good, good.
There now, that could have waited, couldn't it?
Listen, I've got something for you. Something that's going to, it's going to change everything for you.
Oh, a rhinestone Diamante settee cover with built-in drinks chiller and decanter in the armrest.
No, stop it, listen, this is it. I haven't slept for 2 days.
Join the club. Cheers.
No, listen, I've not slept, but I've never had so much energy. Wait, just you wait, listen. Honest, Lorna, if you knew what I'd got, just you wait.
Calm down. In fact, have a drink. Bargain Bonanza have absolutely surpassed themselves with this latest rascal. I'm telling you.
No, I just want your undivided attention for a minute.
Suddenly you're scaring me.
Lorna.
You're using my first name again all the time.
Oh, God, I didn't mean to.
You've suddenly gone from entertaining me to scaring me. What's going on?
It's all we needed and we've got it now. We've got it good and proper. Listen.
No, stop it.
Your time has come. We established that.
No, we didn't. Stop.
Please. Oh, I want to show you what I've got, but first, I want you receptive, in the right mood. Not like this.
Like what?
Well, like you get.
Sozzled, you mean?
No.
What then?
Well, like you get. Oh, please.
What the hell is this?
Look.
If this is going anywhere near the direction I think it's going, you know what to do. Door, there, use it and use it fast, okay?
Now, calm
fast.
Down. Calm down.
No, you calm down. Didn't I make myself clear last time? What part of no and sod off don't you get? God, what do I have to do to get you to understand?
I understand. That's just it. I understand everything. That's exactly it. I do.
I don't.
It's come to me so clear, almost like a vision. I've heard of these things, but it's never happened to me before. I see the way to do it, see it. It's not going to be like it was for you last time.
It's not going to be like anything.
Don't see defeat in a mistake, see a lesson. And that's not a quote either, I made that up.
How do I switch you off?
I've got to get this across.
Got to remove the detonator.
It's important before I reveal what I got.
Got to turn the gun back on you.
You must hear me this time.
I've got to have another drink.
Here we go. Right, first off.
You hear me, love. I love the settee cover. I'll take it. I'll take 2, 3. Can't that be enough? Please, can't that be enough?
We start this way.
Oh.
Start you small.
Hey.
Look, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking hospital radio, working men's clubs, holiday camps. No. Thrice million times. No. I wouldn't do that to you. You know me. No. We start small, subtle. We don't even announce it, OK? Leave it almost unnoticed. Go on about midnight, like a whisper it goes out. Yeah, like a whisper around midnight. A select venue, almost hidden away. I know the perfect place in Manchester, trust me. The effect is like a ripple. Let it lap up onto the shore of the media by itself. The great Lorna White sings again in a humble venue in the northern quarter of Manchester.
Oh!
What, are you all right? You will be.
Oh.
Oh, you want me to pass you a drink? Yeah, yeah.
Please, pass it to me.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Let's have a pit stop. It's a lot to take in here.
Thank you.
I'm not talking stadiums right off. No, 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 no. Or straight on Jonathan Ross, all of that. What we're about is nurturing this flame back to life. Cup our hands around it to get it going, growing. Oh, I'm drifting and rifting now. Sorry, it's a bit disjointed. It's the lack of sleep. It's a bit like I've spilled the jigsaw and I'm putting the pieces back for you, Lorna. Piece by piece, bear with me. You'll see it too. And the final glorious piece I'm saving till the very end. Click, click it in, right in the centre. We've only got the sides in and not the middle pieces.
But
I'm also sorry, I'm going too fast again. Could do with a speed camera trained on my brain this morning. It's 10 times over the limit in climbing. When you've not had a kip, it's flickering. Flickers don't hit the mind. Like an old movie gone mad. That when my usherette mum took me up the projectionist room and I saw the film whipping through. Tick, 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 tick. Do you know what I mean? It's excitement, you see. And knowing what I've got. You'd be the same if you knew. But that's coming soon. Wait for it. But first, bit more. Then we schedule the next gig. I hate the word gig. It's too harsh. Too back of a van for what we're about. It's not silky enough. Concert, I will say for now. And it will be in a bigger venue. The interest will be there by then. I'm thinking a theatre. Newish, comfy seats, ambiance. Bit of a light show. Not so much tasteful. Just in for the high notes. Bit of orchestra starting to creep in. What do you think? Hey, can you see the progression? And how I'm cradling you. Little bit of telly now, local stations. Hold off the breakfast sofa at this juncture. I know. Oh, how I know. Publicity isn't your thing. But the beauty is that nowadays, you only need enough to nudge it into gear and social media takes over. That amazing new magic giant that you never had in your day, Lorna. Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter.
What?
Twitter.
I heard what you said, but I...
Wait, what are you doing? Where are you going?
I want to...
Oh, you want a drink? Here, I'll tell you what, let's have a drink together.
No.
Good call. We'll save the celebrations until after. It's time, I think.
Look, Lee.
Look, I know, this is all a bit too much. I can appreciate that, but I can't let you form any opinions, love, until you've been witness to what I've been witness to. It'll change everything, what it did for me. Lorna... It's your new song.
No!
Yeah, it's just brilliant. The song. I've come straight from there now. He's worked straight through the last 2 days and nights. I've been there every step of the way, pouring coffee down him. I think he might have lost his job. He's a postman. I've probably blown mine. Who cares? We did it. I feel like the daddy at the birth.
I don't...
It was amazing. Just watching him. Switching back and forth at the music, lyrics, music, switching back and forth, building it up. And guess what? Well, you'll never guess what. I helped sort out a few bits myself. I've never been on the creative side of anything.
I need to...
No! I'm sorry, but please hear me out. Look, we've got lyrics.
Just stop now.
You're not even going to listen to it.
No.
You don't understand all that's gone into it, please.
Leave me alone.
Look, I'm begging you.
Stop.
If you'll only listen. Oh, the lyrics. Here, please. Take a look. Look them over. Let me explain them. No. Just look them over. I've got the CD. Here. Let me play the tune.
No.
This is for you. It's brilliant. Please put that drink down. Don't pour another. Listen to it. It's your life, mine. Now it starts with a bit of scat. Ba-dun-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-doo-ee.
Ba-dun-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
No, relax, OK? No worries. We'll go again. This time, now you.
Ba-da-da-do, ba-da-da-da-do. Ba, 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 ba. Ba-da-da-do, ba-da-da-da-do.
Do.
Do.
Why didn't you tell me?
You never asked.
Give me them.
Eh?
The lyrics. Give them here.
Don't screw them up.
Why not? Why didn't you tell me your voice had gone? You let me carry on. Do all I did for you.
Now, hang on. I said I wasn't interested.
Wasn't interested?
You can't expect me to believe that. Fame and fortune compared to this. To the life you lead now. No one would want that. If your voice wasn't screwed up, you'd be clamouring with the rest of us to get up there. No, you knew, all right. You were just enjoying the attention again, weren't you? Just enjoying toying with me, getting off on it, taking the high moral ground. How else can a washed-up old whiner like you ever get to the high ground? You led me on, all right.
No.
Never mind, bloody no. You toyed with my dreams. Just for this moment that you knew would come and then you could splatter them. Like yours were, just because you're bitter and twisted, you want everyone else to be the same, don't you? Disappointed. Finished. You really did a good job on me. And to think, I thought you still had something. That it was all about integrity, even modesty. That you could come back better than ever. Little did I know that you are useless. Couldn't sing anymore. Come back. You can't even hold a tune. Having me believe that you didn't want it again when all the time you knew nobody would ever want you again. Pure, free of ambition, as if. You cruel woman!
I tried everything to stop
her. Oh, she goes again, the sanctimonious cow. Oh, spare me. I'm having this city covered back. Come off. Come off, you bugger. I was stuck. Oh, oh stuck as you. Oh, sod it. Oh. Keep the bloody thing. Just let me out of here. You know, I wish. How I wish. Wish to God you'd never let me in.
Wait! Lee! You've left your thing here. Lee, you've left your CD. Lee! Oh. Where's them lyrics? Here they are. All screwed up. Crumpled up. They can straighten out. Right. Not bad. Not bad at all. Let's hear that tune again.
Once a young and able flame, gaining fame, but years and tears have dimmed her soul, hardly knows her voice. Alone for so long without love, the stars burn bright. It never died, just was hidden far away.
Lorna was played by Jane Horrocks and Lee by James Cartwright. The song and lyrics were by John O'Hara. The song was written by Jim Cartwright and produced in Salford by Gary Brown.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.